What's happening, everybody? What's going on? I see we got Kimikaze, aka Joshua AB, coming to us from Mixer this week. Okay, what's happening? What's going on, everybody? I'm your boy Big Q. This is Team Boy TV live for NFL Week 12. We chugging right along. I'm joined by my boys as always. I'm joined by the Sage of Sports, Glass. What's happening?
What's up, bruh? JB, Big Q. Yo. Everybody out there on social media, we appreciate you joining the show. Go ahead and jump into the conversation. Let's go ahead and get it.
Let's get it. And I'm also joined by the Raven Shogun, JB. What's happening, homie?
What's up, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter? Let's go.
Yo, I think we got a nice show this week because a lot of, like, the week 11, not only was week 11 still pretty much unpredictable, a lot of crazy stuff happened, right? So we kicked off the week with the Cleveland Browns game, and we're going to get into that, what happened at the end of that game. We also had, at the end of the week, we had the Colin Kaepernick workout, quote-unquote workout, which we talked about before it went down last week, and we will discuss the aftermath of it on the show today. Had some pretty wild games, had a bunch of stuff still going down. My man, one Kyle Allen, completely lost it and unraveled. And right on the heels of the conversation that we had last week about Cam Newton, Twitter was a mess. Panther Nation, I'm ashamed of y'all. I am ashamed. I saw y'all on Twitter on Sunday, and I was not pleased what I saw, Glass. Panther Nation, y'all a fickle bunch. I'm just going to keep it 100 real quick. Y'all a fickle bunch. I'm telling you, Glass, I pinpointed the exact moment on Sunday when Panther Nation turned on Kyle Allen, and it was not pretty. I don't know if you was on Twitter and witnessed that, but I saw it. Yes, I saw it. It was pretty bad. In fact, I think what we probably should do, we probably should start there because did we pick that game last week, Glass? I'm not sure. Is that one of the ones
we
picked?
That was Panthers-Falcons, right?
Panthers-Falcons at Bank of America.
Yeah, we didn't.
We didn't pick that?
I think we did.
I'm pretty sure we kind of expected. Well, I don't know, because I think I was split on it, because Atlanta, they did beat New Orleans the week before. In fact, they haven't lost a game since they came off their bye, I don't think. So they won two in a row, two divisional games in a row. First of all, everybody was surprised that they beat New Orleans the way they did. Then they come into Bank of America and knock off another division foe in Carolina. But the story wasn't about Atlanta and their defense, JB. The story was one Kyle Allen and four interceptions in that game. And the talk around here, now they calling for number one to come back. So, JB, what you think about that, man?
No sympathy, period. I hope Cam goes somewhere else. I hope he don't come back to this fan base. Because they don't understand. They don't get it. All they care about is wins and losses. And you can't treat Cam Newton. You can't give him the Charlotte Hornets treatment. It's right. Not going to work.
Right.
No sympathy. And for them to eat their own, I'm not shocked.
Yeah, it was pretty ugly, Glass. I'm telling you. Like, maybe you don't see as much of it as I see, because I follow a lot of Carolina Panthers fans.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it was pretty rough. When you watched this go down, what was you thinking?
Number one, if that's true what you're saying, Panther fans need to be patient.
It was rough.
You can't go week by week. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now you're going to bring back Cam. Cam get hurt again, or Cam does do what he's supposed to be doing. Then what you going to do?
Well, unfortunately, Cam is on IR, and ain't no Superman coming to save us. That ain't happening this season.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. So you got to do what you
like. I'm sorry, Glass. I just feel like if you're going to be calling for somebody's job or somebody to have the job, look at the whole product as a whole.
Yes.
The offensive line is trash.
Yes.
You can put Brady back there and it's going to be trash.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll be calling for a man's job. But the defense didn't play particularly well either. They had a bad outing a couple times this season.
Yes.
This season
but it happens. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the season. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know how much people expect of what's going to happen with the Panthers. You know what I'm saying? Were they 5-5 now? So it's like, deal with what you got to deal with. Kyle Allen was the only one that threw four interceptions yesterday.
Yeah.
This week. Philip Rivers did it Monday night.
Yeah.
Threw four interceptions. So just deal with it, lick your wounds, and move on to next week.
I think it definitely ain't
about the quarterback.
I think it's a combination of a couple of things. Look, first of all, I think people, especially people around here, and, you know, I ain't going to go too hard on my people, but I just got to call them out. they put a lot on Kyle Allen early, right? Success came pretty quickly, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and then now everybody's like, oh, well, do we even really need Cam? The conversation was crazy, right? And then when cracks started to show, when the rookie started to come out of him, I mean, because he's a rookie. Now, let's not get it twisted, right? Mm-hmm. He's a rookie, right? Mm-hmm. And when it starts to show, everybody's like, oh, my God, what are we doing? Why is this guy our starting quarterback? Like, why is he a starting quarterback? But yeah. not only is he starting to show, like, his rookie tendencies, I mean, the team as a whole, the offense as a whole, couldn't even score. Now, I know it's hard to score when your quarterback is throwing the ball to the other team every chance you get, but they couldn't even put no points on the board. You get beat 30-3. I mean, so the defense is to blame. The quarterback is to blame. The coach is to blame. Even Paul Christian McCaffrey, he couldn't even do nothing.
They schemed up. They schemed y'all pretty good, which I talked about, you know, during the win streak of this one Kyle.
Yeah.
And that's before the San Francisco game.
Yeah.
If that other team scheme your defense, Kyle mm-hmm. will get exposed. I will say this also. A fan could do whatever he want, you know?
Yeah,
you
can, I mean, it's
you,
a fan.
If this team colored on this show this minute, you do another segment somewhere else, you could definitely be with a couple of names on another team. You're a fan of that team.
Yeah.
But what's shocking to me is the coaching, their approach to that game and, mm-hmm. and what they do to try to stop the bleed, which was nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now the shocking thing that came out, other than us losing like that and the amount of turnovers, but the other thing was like the owner came out. Did you hear this, Glass? The owner came out.
I heard it.
And was like, he wasn't going to just sit back and, oh my God, I know my eyes ain't deceiving me. JB, guess who's in the building?
It's got to be Joe Rock.
No, it ain't Joe Rock. It's Aries.
Oh, okay.
Yes, right.
Now Aries
coming. So listen. For weeks, and I'm and Aries, I ain't just calling you out. I'm not just calling you out, Aries. I'm calling out the whole entire DBN, because for weeks, and you can go back and look at the archives, we have been calling y'all out all season, and now y'all show up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's perfect for them, though,
right? You know what I mean? Yeah. It is. I mean, it is what it is. But the owner was like how he wasn't going to accept mediocrity for extended periods of time. And then your boy had like a little small little clap back saying he wasn't about the mediocrity either. Now, I don't know if that's dissension or however people want to read into that, if Tepper is dissatisfied with Rivera or Rivera's time is coming to, you know, to the end. Mm. I don't know how people want to read into that. I don't know. I don't know what you think, Glenn.
Changes will be made.
Yeah,
evidently. So? That's what that means. It's going to be changing. Now, where it's coming from, I don't know. But he's telling y'all right now. I paid all these billions of dollars for this team. Yeah. I don't like the results. 5-5. Yeah. Yeah, changes will be made.
And his first season at the helm, it wasn't pretty either, right? Even last season, right?
Right,
so you know,
right.
I don't know. But kudos to the Falcons, man. They strung two of them together, and it just so happened to be division games. It's pretty good. I still, you know, ain't nothing coming for. I mean, it's a little too late. But there's that, right? Of course, we had another division. No, it wasn't a division game. We had that game between Deshaun Watson and one Lamar Jackson. Again, Baltimore Ravens. Actually, this go around, I think the Baltimore Ravens defense is starting to wake up a little bit, right? They just like, hey, we want in some of this action too. They actually showed, oh my goodness, another one is. Guess who's in the building now? Legendary. Let me make sure I say it right. Often imitated, never duplicated. The voice 2525 is in the building. Yes, he is.
What's going on, the voice? From what up, man?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I caught a couple of his lives on.
My goodness.
I retweeted him. Shout out to you, the voice, man. You were speaking nothing but the truth, man.
Oh my God, man! Did you see it, Glass? Did you see? It was good. It was really good.
The room,
yeah, it was really good. Good to have you back, the voice. Good
that's
to have you back,
voice. What up, man?
But you know what I was saying was I knew that I actually thought I expected a little bit more out of the Texans than I got. I mean, I knew that the Ravens was going to run roughshod, but man, I expected a little bit more resistance there. But I guess what the Texans are going through, they having defensive problems right now. You know what I mean? Like I said, they shipped off Clowney. Watt went down, right?
Yep.
Who the leader? They still got Merciless still left,
Merciless
right?
Merciless over there, right?
That's about it, right? You know what I mean? Like, you know, it is what it is, right? And then, of course, you know, the Cowboys ripped off another one, which I'm saying I'm just waiting on the bottom of the because I'm telling you, if you talk about a team that's skating on thin ice right now, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think there's more pressure on any other team in the NFL right now than it is the Dallas Cowboys because of this whole Dak Prescott thing. You know, we talked about a couple weeks ago. They're thinking about, you know, doing a franchise tag at him or whatever the case may be. But the thing is, when I think that the bottom gonna fall out, JB, and it's all gonna go to shit, right? They win. You know what I mean?
Man, so, I personally think that's Dak Prescott is playing pretty awesome football right now.
I agree.
Oh, he is.
So you know, it's the other part of the team, which was their strength for the last 3 years, is not so much there. Yeah. Zeke is not who he's supposed mm-hmm. to be. The mm-hmm. offensive line ain't the Titans they used to be.
Right.
Defense is they're becoming just names. So Dak Prescott, though, however, is he's gonna earn that money, whatever it is.
Yep. Whatever it's gonna be, because like basically he's putting up some pretty decent numbers right now. I think he's holding like
444 this past weekend.
Yeah, I think he's leading the league in touchdowns or something crazy like that. You know,
444 yards, bro.
Yeah, I mean it is what it is.
With a banged up Amari Cooper.
Yeah,
they put up a Jay-Z out there.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did, man. Yeah, he did. So I don't know. I think a lot at stake for the Dallas Cowboys. I definitely think it's. I ain't gonna say Super Bowl or bust because I think they still got a little bit of leeway right there. I think they definitely need to make a splash in the playoffs.
I think Dak's pay me game is against the Patriots
next week. Yeah.
Oh, well, absolutely, absolutely.
The Patriots favorite just 6.5, which is a right. touchdown.
Yeah.
I know we're gonna do this game later as a pick 'em mm-hmm. game, so I'll wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know, we're talking about the Patriots, right? You heard Tom Brady's comments, right? Did you not? He said he understand he was frustrated. They needed to put more points up. The offense just ain't generating enough offense. This is what I was afraid of going into the season. And I mean, like the first six, seven games, the Patriots just ripped them off. They had a really soft schedule, right? Mm-hmm. Now they're starting to run up into some resistance, okay? And they just ain't been able to like we saw what happened when they got exposed by Baltimore. That was just the beginning, right? Then actually before the Baltimore thing, it was the Giants actually gave them some stuff. The Jets gave them some stuff. The Bills gave them some stuff, and they kind of skated through that by the skin of their teeth. Glass, I don't know about you, but you know that thing that we've been talking about Tom Brady and old man Tom catching up with.
Time.
I think we're seeing it. I think we are, man. You know.
Is he definitely got him in the room, standing behind him. But, you know, it's going to happen. How long does a dynasty actually last? It's going to have to end sometime, and the time is coming up soon. Yeah. And what gets me with these Patriots fans or NFL fans in general, how they sitting here getting mad at Rob Gronkowski because he ain't on the team.
Right.
I'm like, dude, this man living his life. He's done with it.
He's done.
Have you seen the last time he played, he was limping off the field.
Right.
He told y'all he was done. He's done.
Mm-hmm.
He's living his life, man. So y'all need to learn how to move.
Yeah. I don't think a Superman is coming through the door at Bank of America to save Carolina. I don't think no Gronk is coming through the tunnel to save the Patriots either. I really got a feeling. Like, the Patriots are in a good spot right now. But I got a feeling as we move through these last six games, some crazy stuff going to happen. And they got the number two seed, I want to say. Baltimore, I think, sitting at number one right now.
They got the number one seed.
They're 9-1.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know. I just got a feeling some craziness is going to happen there. They probably still definitely going to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to miss.
Oh, yeah.
But when they run into that competition in the playoffs, yeah, we'll see what's really going on. We'll see what's happening. You know what I mean? So what we think about San Francisco? I mean, I'm going to call my boy Diego out real quick. I was like, what do we think about? But your boy Jimmy G, you know, there was another team, started off hot, had a really nice, soft little, you know, takeoff to get where they at. They got into a scuffle with these Cardinals the second go around, you know, and I'm telling you, for a minute there, I think I got a little tight. Now, not for a second did I think that the Cardinals were going to win that game, but it did get to a point, though, that it looked like they had some hope, Jimmy, and it showed that maybe the 49ers are not as strong as everybody think they are. What you think?
It's a divisional game. They know each other. Even though it's some new faces, new quarterbacks, some new pieces on defense, new coach.
Yeah.
But the familiarity for some of them guys is still there. And, you know, they share notes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was going to be a tight game. But at the end, you know, you go to the thing that they could do best and you prey on the things that they ain't very good at. Right. And it showed.
Yeah. I guess, I know that they will be, they are the team to beat in the NFC, right, Glass? They're the ones, right? I don't think there's no discussion about that, right?
Right.
So, I think if we're thinking about it, so because we almost ready to get ready for the playoffs, right? If they gonna get knocked off in the playoffs, which look like they're gonna have a first round bye, who gonna be the one to do it, Lance?
the team that's knocking on their door in the same division.
Yeah.
But back to the game. I think Garoppolo did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like JB says, divisional opponent. You got to expect the best from your divisional opponent.
Right. Absolutely.
And shout out to Kyler Murray. He's showing me that, okay, I know you look, I was skeptical at the beginning of the season.
Nah.
He's showing to be a leader for the team. Come on, man. Mm-mm. Stop. What are they? The Cardinals are what? 3-7-1.
3-7-1.
You expect that. You know what I'm saying? They give you a good battle.
Yeah.
You cannot shake your head, Q. You hadn't watched a game that Kyler Murray played in full.
They
lost.
Listen, but here's the thing. I've seen enough tape on Kyler Murray to know that I'm not betting no money on him. That's what I'm saying.
He's not throwing four interceptions.
Hold on now. You trying to throw that Kyle Allen stuff at me now.
Right. It's not that bad, bro.
Right.
I don't know, man.
But rookie.
I'm just basing on the first five games of the season, right? And he was getting his footing. He's a rookie. I understand. It was other dudes who were playing as rookies. Minshew, Allen. There's a couple other ones out there, and they didn't look like it. I'm just telling you what I saw.
Got stuff to work with. Other than the old Larry Fitzgerald.
Normally the first guy that get picked in the draft go to the worst team.
I mean, that's the way it works.
So I don't think Cam Newton was kicking doors in.
He was setting records in his first couple seasons, though. Yeah, was he not? I'm just saying.
What was the question? I got the Seahawks knocking off.
Okay,
all right. And I'm not comparing apples to oranges. It's the same thing, man.
It's not.
It's still a fruit. I'm just telling you.
It's not.
You ain't for the record. You ain't watched Kyler Murray play. All you see is the bad plays and the
listen,
you know, the highlights of the other team.
I've seen enough to know that I'm probably gonna pick Minshew over Kyler Murray, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that, right?
Today,
yeah, right.
You'll do that today, but you won't do that.
Oh, later. Okay. So, but last time I checked, the NFL was a win now type league, right?
They got
he'll get it
later.
We banking on potential from 5'11", 5'2".
Gardner Minshew won't get it later. He have to earn his later. He don't get that.
I think Gardner Minshew put enough tape together this season to make an argument. If you don't want to challenge Nick Foles for the job next season, then maybe somebody else will give him a look.
Gonna say that, then I think Jameis Winston has.
Oh, hell no. You know what I'm saying?
What are you saying? Tape is tape, according to you.
But Jameis Winston's tape, well, you put in one tape, it's a good tape. You put in the next tape, it's a bad tape.
Gardner's tape ain't that great either.
I mean, this season he's better than Jameis Winston.
Okay,
Jameis threw 18 interceptions.
You see what I'm saying? Come on.
So
bro.
What?
Come on, bro.
So what? How many wins and losses do the Tampa Bay Bucs got?
Tampa Bay. Let me tell you what they got. They 3-7, just like.
Okay, what's the Jags and what's the Cardinals?
The Cardinals are 3-7-1.
Okay, what is the Jags?
The Jags are probably somewhere the same. They are 4-6, and they got one game over them. See,
tape is tape. My point, tape is tape on them three guys in particular.
You wild, man.
I still can't believe you came up for Winston.
I know, for real.
I'm just telling you, I can't say a guy's trash if I ain't never seen him play.
Listen, their
records is the same. How are you going to put Minshew over Murray and Winston when they got the same
I was comparing Gardner, Minshew, and Kyler Murray because they're both rookies. You throwing in a Jameis Winston. This dude been in the league for 6 years, 7 years. and he still lead the league in interceptions. I mean, I haven't seen any growth.
My point was,
you talking about potential in Kyler. You need 6 years, 7 years for Kyler to lead the league in interceptions. That's all that Jameis done, and that's the only growth I've seen. That's the only upward path this man done took. It's how many interceptions he throw per year. That's okay, getting
that's
better.
Fair, that's fair. But I'm saying, you said Minshew put out good tape and Murray is trash, but it's the same record.
I didn't say he was trash. I'm just saying.
It's the same record as Winston got. They all got the same win-loss record, if that's what it's about.
Well, technically, Minshew got pulled, and your boy done had more starts than Minshew, which kind of furthers my point. He done had more starts than Minshew, and he's still worse than Minshew. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Just
if you think Gardner got good tape, Jameis Winston got good tape. Murray got good tape.
Murray ain't got no good tape.
That's what you think.
Murray got the same kind of tape. Murray got the same kind of tape as the dude up in Chicago.
He got Daniel Jones.
Put Trubisky in this conversation.
All of them got the same tape, bro. And you can only do one thing.
No, hold on now. You didn't throw Daniel Jones' name in there, did you?
Daniel Jones got the same tape.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. No, Daniel Jones is probably better than Minshew and Murray, right? Out of the three?
He got some what? I'm going to go do some research real quick.
His tape. What's that other guy down in Washington? Same tape.
Oh, hell no. Not Haskins. And he ain't get but three starts.
You telling me Jameis Winston's tape this season so far is worse than Andy Dalton's?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Now let's move on.
Now you're getting delusional, right?
Now you're getting out of control.
Andy Dalton, the dude ain't won a game yet. What are you talking about?
Well, then how's this tape better than Jameis Winston's tape then?
Because Jameis Winston threw a million interceptions, and Andy Dalton hasn't. That's all I'm saying.
He got quality wins, man.
Like three?
For the gusto. Man, if you're looking at turnovers versus his point total, I mean, it's QBR, how many yards he got, man.
Look, if you are betting on Jameis Winston, number one, you better have a lot of money, right? Because you're gonna lose quite a lot, and you're a seriously gambling man because you don't know what you're gonna get from week to week with that man. You really don't.
Check it out, your boy Kyle Allen threw 9 picks in 2 weeks.
I mean, that's true, but you know what?
That is half of Jameis Winston's. What we at week 8? Are you kidding me, man?
Week 12, man.
Listen,
week 12.
This guy threw
9
in 2 weeks.
But look, he got more.
At least Winston's
sprinkling
them out.
He got more wins than Jameis Winston got right now.
He threw half of Jameis Winston's picks in 2 games, bro.
Look, y'all gonna throw this Kyle Allen thing out. I'm done with that, right?
I'm just telling you, man.
God damn.
Who got the better tape right there? Winston gonna get signed. He gonna get an extension. If this is what
he better not get, no. He better be. He probably not going to be a buck next year. I told you that.
9 picks in 2 weeks, man. Jameis Winston is safe. He threw half of eight. You say Winston got 18?
18. I think he's leading the league, JB. I think he is, man.
Well, if Kyle Allen throwing 9 in every 2 games, he won't be leading.
Well, hold on. So since we're talking about Kyle Allen, and you keep on bringing his name up, we got to do it. Since you want to do it. What was you saying about Kyle Allen through the first 6 weeks of the season, the first 5 weeks of the season?
What about it? He turned it over 5 times his second start.
Did he win the game or not? Did he win the game or not?
Yeah, he won the game. But what are we talking about? How many times you turn it over? How many times you
when Jameis Winston turned the ball over, his team loses.
He put up 55 in 3 picks. Okay, he did.
So you win that one. But I'm just saying, you weren't saying this about Kyle Allen. You weren't throwing Kyle Allen in my face in the first 5 weeks of the season. You was like, oh, this dude got accuracy.
You better go check.
A lot of y'all was saying that. Glass, you was the Mr. $19 million man, right? What they gonna do with Cam's $19 million cap hit? Let's just give it to Kyle Allen and let him be our guy.
Don't be misquoting.
I didn't say what you're gonna do with the $19.1 million.
$19 million.
No, I didn't even say.
So I'm supposed to say bye bye to Cam Newton, MVP, Super Bowl, all that, all the records, and get that $19 million to Kyle Allen who threw
Super Bowl. Did y'all win the Super Bowl?
It doesn't matter if we won it or not. We got there. Did we not?
Okay. All
right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Nah, man.
He got a nice resume. But just like we just said that the NFL is a hooer. What have you done for me lately?
That's right. Win now or go home.
What have you done for me lately?
You win now, you get out. You win now, you get out.
Nine picks in 2 weeks ain't going to get it, bro. Yeah. I don't care what team you're on.
Yeah, you know.
That's probably the worst statistical touchdown to pass ratio, interception per pass ratio in the league.
Who? Jameis Winston?
Allen, 9 in 2 weeks, bro. That's
nine,
pretty, that's
so say, 9 in 2 weeks, but 19, lot, 18, and 11 weeks. Oh, hold on. He got benched when he didn't play all 11 weeks, did he? Then he missed like two games.
Okay, I'm going to be the mediator right now. We will move on to what happened Thursday night.
Because okay. The faithful is calling for Greer.
Why we talking about players that that's not even relevant.
Okay. All right.
Panthers are 5-5. Oh. They're not going anywhere.
Whoa, hold on now. We still got 6 games left. Now, I don't know. Don't make me pull history out on you. Don't make me pull history out on you. Because you think Carolina can't make a run. Don't do it.
What are you saying now, JB? You a witness?
Don't do it.
Yeah. Some more cigars.
Listen, I ain't even ordered the first ones yet. I'm just saying because I ain't even made the first order yet.
Okay. Hey, we can add on to it.
But if we talk about making a run at the end of the season,
Panthers are not relevant. Let's move on.
Okay, I'm moving.
Look where the Panthers at.
I guess. Don't even
look that far down. I got to scroll up? I got to scroll up.
Don't even look at it.
Look at
that.
Nice.
Let's move on.
5-5.
Man, I got some footage. I got some footage. Okay, here we go. Let me play the footage.
I've been ready for 3 years.
Oh, no, not that footage.
I've been alive for this.
Okay. We're talking about the Cleveland Browns versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. There we go.
Whoa.
Wow.
Mason Rudolph got into it.
Get out of there.
What in the world?
Man, it's a lot of stuff to unpack in this video, okay, right? So the obvious thing is we're going to get into right away. Let me look at this replay real quick. But the obvious thing is who started the fight. We're going to talk about that.
That's right, suspensions.
Then we're going to talk about what actually happened. We're talking about Marquise Pouncey. Is that Marquise Pouncey? Is that Marquise?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's Larry Ogunjobi, right?
It was Garrett.
Okay.
That was well after the play.
So let me check out this replay, then we'll go back to it. There we go.
And here it is. Well, he tackled Rudolph. Rudolph didn't like the way that he was tackled.
Man. Oh, gosh.
Man. Oh, man. Oh.
All right. I think that's enough. We done seen that replay. We done seen that video a gajillion times, right? Okay. First of all, when I'm watching this live, okay, and I have no idea what's going on, right? This is what I saw. I'm just going to show you from what I thought and what I saw. Okay. First of all, they run in a screenplay with 8 or 9 seconds left on the game, okay, which I have, and they up by like, I don't know, 20, what is it, 20, what was the score?
21-7.
Yeah, so ain't no way the other team gonna win. Right. Okay, so Myles Garrett goes unabated to the quarterback. They didn't even block the man. Okay, him and another guy was unabated to the, there was another dude that got up there at the same time that Garrett got up there, but he let up. He was like this. Mm-hmm. Garrett grabbed the dude, wrestled him to the ground. Apparently, Rudolph had an issue with that. He was pissed off about it. Some footage showed there was some kicks to the groin. Either way, the footage does show Rudolph grabbing at Garrett's helmet, okay? So Garrett is like, oh, you grabbing at my helmet? I'm going to grab at your helmet. So Garrett was successful in pulling off Rudolph's helmet. Rudolph gets pissed off. He rushes at Garrett. Now, that's the part nobody's talking about. But Rudolph rushed at Garrett. Garrett see this crazy man coming at him pissed off. He took a swing at him, smacked him on top of the head. And then Larry Ogunjobi pushes Rudolph to the ground. At the same time, Pouncey throws some rights and lefts and a couple kicks and stomps to the head of one Myles Garrett. Garrett gets ejected. Okay, Glass, per the Urban Arena Media Facebook page, you posted the punishments that came out about a day later. What happened? Mm-hmm.
I believe Marquise Pouncey got three games. You're right. Mm-hmm. Larry
Ogunjobi
has one game.
Which he appealed and they held it up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our man Myles Garrett got indefinite suspension.
Definite suspension. All right, JB.
And before we move on, I have to agree with people out there. I don't know why the hell Mason Rudolph didn't get suspension, because you started it.
Yes.
You initiated it. You kept it going.
Yeah. Because now, JB, not only did Mason Rudolph grab at the man's helmet, that, like I said, they could. I mean, you look at the, depending on how you look at the footage, maybe it was a kick to the groin. Maybe. I don't know. You know, they slowed down. It's hard to tell. But after his helmet comes off, he runs at Garrett. And I mean, I ain't condoning Garrett slapping this man with no helmet. I'm not condoning it.
Right.
But he instigated two times. What you think?
Besides all, I mean, because we've been sitting, now if you had to talk to me the night of, I would have had a different opinion.
Yeah,
right.
But I agree with most, you know, no matter what goes on in between the whites, don't hit a guy with a helmet.
Right.
No matter who started it, but you just don't do that. But personally, I think it's funny as hell that it's the Steelers and the Browns and the Steelers lost the game.
Right.
I think it was funny as hell for me being, you know, a faithful Raven. I thought it was funny as hell. I laughed about it for more than a few days. All the memes and gifs and everything, which is funny as hell to me. Yeah. And it's typical Cleveland. I'm glad they won.
Yeah.
I'm glad they won.
So, I don't know. The only thing I'm kind of concerned about, Glass, and you kind of touched on it a little bit. If they were to do some punishment on Rudolph and they lost their quarterback for a game or two, I don't think Pittsburgh is hurt that much, because I mean, look at their record. They really, I don't know. But
they was on a run. They had what, a 4-game win streak?
They did, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But you done suspended Myles Garrett indefinitely, right? Which is probably their best player on their team, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a big hurt right there. That's a big blow.
Hey, this is my question, y'all.
Ogunjobi ain't even there no more. Right? He's been suspended for at least one game.
One game, right.
Right.
So this is my thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
He got indefinite suspension. I believe he deserved to get indefinite suspension.
Oh, absolutely.
I think I put it out there on Instagram at night. Like, he need to be gone for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now people saying that he need to be, you know, indefinite suspended going into next year. I don't think so.
That's a little harsh.
I'm kind of thinking, like, we got how many games left?
Six.
Four games left?
Six.
Got six games left?
Yeah.
We in week 12, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we got six games, right. That should be enough. This is his first time. This is the first time offense. Yes, it was harsh. So
only thing I agree with some of the pundits who were saying roll it over, some of it into the next year, not as a deterrent, because that was the most egregious thing I've ever seen in a football game. And I've seen some crazy stuff, right? But you can't have this happening on live TV, bro. And I mean, like, it could have been a whole lot worse, right?
No doubt.
So you suspend him indefinitely. That was a given. I don't think nobody's arguing with that. But I think as you start the next year, you have to reintroduce this thing to everybody. Let them know, hey, look, this thing went down last season. It will not go down again, right? So you give them two more games at the beginning of the season. As a turn. I'm with that.
I've seen way worse plays, man.
Exactly. Only because Haynesworth step on somebody's face.
Only because
Thomas got cut with the cleat. That's the play.
Only because Garrett's helmet was turned the other way. If it was turned the other way, y'all wouldn't be saying that. You know what I mean?
That's when you get serious. This was his first time offense. I'm gonna treat this just like a murder case. You got manslaughter, you got attempted murder, and you got murder.
He was knocked out.
He kept on rushing. He hit him with the open end of the helmet.
Yeah.
He's walking around. He ain't unconscious. So. Right.
So you ain't about the what could have happened and trying to prevent that from happening.
He got hurt worse when he played us and Earl knocked him out. That was a way worse situation. And he had on the helmet. I won't do that for the optics though. It looked bad. You hit a guy you basically use the helmet as a weapon.
It really looks crazy, man.
But here's the X and O part of it that's pretty satisfying to me as a Raven. They officially, both of them effectively ruined these seasons.
Yes,
you need Garrett to move on. Are you going to suffer? How many games Pouncey got?
Three.
Okay, so unless Rudolph is going to be under some serious duress without one of the best centers in this division.
JB, were you really worried about Steelers
No, no, but the little run that they, that little bit of hope that they was giving their family, because they still chirp. Okay. They chirp loud. Right. They still think they got some type of chance. But this, in fact, I mean, they already put the Bengals, eliminate them from any type of playoff mathematically.
Oh, absolutely.
Might as well throw them two in there also.
Yeah, it, you know, we heard the Miles Garrett hurt the team big time, because now they got a big schedule for the rest of the season.
Yes, they do.
Right. They're not going to be there.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so, and Ogunjobi's going to be out, what, one game?
One game. Yeah.
Okay, that's going to hurt. Miles is going to be out the rest of the year. Pouncey's going to be out.
Yeah.
Hey, it's going to be bad.
But I can't knock Pouncey. You're supposed to do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, you know what? And honestly, I thought, and I still believe, that Pouncey, once he go up in front of the magistrate or whatever, I think his time gonna get rolled back, because he was the hero in all of this, right?
Nah, you cannot roll back no time with kicks and punches.
Why not? In a situation like this, I think it's warranted, right?
Just because
he wasn't trying Garrett to be malicious He wasn't being malicious.
Just because Garrett had
he come around the corner and see a guy hit his quarterback with a helmet, I'm whooping ass too.
You know what I'm saying, right?
So what about the other linemen? They didn't do that. They tried to break it up. Okay, so just because Miles Garrett got the worst optics, it's okay to suspend him for that long and asking for next year.
Listen,
get out of here. That guy had Miles two Garrett, guys holding him down. There's another guy punching and stomping him.
Miles
he
Garrett
should get the most time.
Miles Garrett was the aggressor.
Oh, come on, JV.
Miles Garrett was the aggressor two times.
What? Miles Garrett bigger and stronger and not white?
Hold up now.
I'm sipping.
Listen, Miles Garrett was
there. Two other offensive linemen holding him down. There's another offensive lineman stumping, punching, and kicking.
Now, I don't condone helmet slinging. I'm defending myself.
JV.
I got this 6'8", 300-pound man.
Yeah, I don't care. How much it is. It don't matter how much it is. He ran back up on the guy that's bigger and stronger than him. Exactly. So he wanted that.
But listen, Jamie. Listen, look, you saying that because it wasn't, them dudes weren't wearing purple. If somebody slapped the shit out of Lamar Jackson with a helmet, and one of them big boys ran up and smacked the other dude and beat him down like that, and let's say the whole team, like the whole bench got on him, you would applaud that.
Yeah,
I know exactly how that goes. If Lamar Jackson got hit in the head, I guarantee you. What's the running back name?
Ooh.
Mark Ingram.
Oh, no.
Mark Ingram would be all appeal.
Yes, he would.
But it would be satisfyingly no appeal.
Okay. Well, you put it that way. Okay. All right.
We ain't trying to get no appeal. And got two other big linemen holding the guy down and you punching the guy in the helmet.
Yeah.
That's a show. He don't care about that dude.
I don't know if it was a show. I don't know if it was a show.
Marquise Pouncey is there.
I don't know if it was a show. I don't know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but you're going to be going, you're going MMA style on the helmet.
Sure. Well, he was. And that's why he knows.
You're a tough guy.
That's the reason why I'm thinking, like, why would you spend it for three games? He did zero damage
one tough guy on the field, man. That was Garrett.
Yeah. Well, you're tough when you got a helmet. You're the only one on the field with a weapon. I mean, yeah, you're the toughest dude out there.
Hey, nobody tell Mason Rudolph to roll up on him, man.
I know. Yes.
Hey, man, look, for real, all just aside, it could have went left.
It could have been bad, bro.
You don't hit a guy with a helmet, man.
You can't do that.
I would have felt better if he had just threw his helmet to the 50-yard line, you know.
Right, because that's what we've seen that before. We've seen somebody even chuck a helmet at another player, and that would have been fine too. Like, you know, they probably would have suspended him still, but not indefinitely. But he slapped him with that helmet, and dude, I'm telling you, that was pretty scary to watch. You know what I'm saying?
He's gonna try to tell everybody he was trying to throw a punch. He's got it.
You know, so
please stop.
You know you had it.
You're
right. You're right.
You didn't punch.
because it was cocked just perfectly.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it actually looked like he probably even turned it a little bit, so like he wasn't trying to hit him with the hard part of it. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like, video can look any kind of way when you slow it down, right?
Exactly.
All right, so before we get into to doing these picks real quick, we talked last week about the stuff that the NFL set up for last Saturday for Colin Kaepernick, right? And we voiced our opinions on what we thought it was. Now, if everybody want to check and see what our opinions were about that, go check last week's episode. We talked about it in depth. Now, what I want to talk about today, though, is the aftermath, right? Because the workout happened, or kind of, sort of happened a little bit, right? So what ended up happening was, at the last minute, Colin Kaepernick and his people were like, yeah, y'all sending me some type of waiver to sign, and I ain't about that life. So they decided they weren't going to sign a waiver. They weren't going to even hold the workout under no NFL type stuff, because they was afraid that the video crew was going to splice and dice the tape. First, he wanted him to sign some weird waiver so he could not bring legal action to the NFL if such and such didn't happen. So Colin Kaepernick decided to move the workout to a local high school, had his own video team there, had his own people there, and he proceeded to have the workout, right? And we can talk about the workout, what we actually saw, but this is what Colin Kaepernick had to say afterwards.
I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years. We all know why I came out here, showed it today in front of everybody. We have nothing to hide. So we're waiting for the 32 owners, the 32 teams, Roger Goodell, all of them to stop running. Stop running from the truth, stop running from the people. We're out here, we're ready to play. We're ready to go anywhere. My agent Jeff Nally is ready to talk to any team, interview with any team at any time. I've been ready, I'm staying ready, and I'll continue to be ready. We'll be waiting to hear from Roger Goodell, the NFL, the 32 teams. We'll let you know if we hear from them. Ball's in their court, we're ready to go.
Okay, fellas, first of all, I wanted to say this, right? Last week, I gave Colin Kaepernick the benefit of the doubt because I didn't quite understand what was going on. Apparently, he knew more about this situation than the rest of us did, right? Because I firmly believe, and this is my personal opinion, I firmly believe that Colin Kaepernick didn't just wind up and roll up to a local high school and move the thing at the last minute. I think this was planned. This was premeditated. He knew exactly what he was doing because he didn't trust the NFL at all. On the other hand, I also firmly believe, and I think one of y'all brought it up last week, that this whole thing about the NFL wasn't too... I tried to be optimistic last week. I thought it was the NFL actually really giving Colin Kaepernick a chance. This was not that. This was a complete and utter shit show, and it wasn't about nothing but trying to expose Colin Kaepernick, right? He wasn't having none of it. Glasson, coming to you first. What do you think about the way this whole thing turned out?
Okay. I hear everybody. We just going to talk about what happened on Saturday.
Yeah.
He didn't find out till Tuesday about this workout that's going to happen on Saturday.
Yep.
From what I understand, in college, when you have your pro day, you have your own wide receiver, have media come in, teams come in, whatever, all that. They didn't want to give him his wide receivers. Right. They brought in their own wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
All 32 teams was going to be there. I think it was 25, if I ain't mistaken.
25.
And we ain't talking about the GMs and the scouts. We're talking about the secondhand.
Right.
I'm going to call them that.
Dudes who was available, who couldn't make the flight.
And what really got me, and I agree with Kaepernick, I don't trust the NFL anyway. You kept me out the league for 3 years for what? For me kneeling. I didn't defecate on the flag. I didn't piss on the flag. I didn't burn the flag. I haven't even touched the flag. Then again, you're going to keep me out the league. Okay. Move forward to Friday. He gets this waiver on Friday, the day before, to have him sign. It ain't the average waiver that people sign. They put fine print stuff with me. They're talking about you can't sue us if you get hurt or what have you. That's not the average waiver. And you're going to give me, when you told me Tuesday, that's when you should have gave me the waiver.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wait till Friday, the day before I come in. So, yes, I agree with you. Maybe Colin did plan this. I have no problem with that because if I don't trust you, I got to have a backup plan because I don't like the way you work.
Absolutely.
You know, you're an $18 billion business. I know how you do this. Of course, I've been out 3 years. I've seen how you do stuff. So I have no problem with what Kaepernick did. Shouts out to him. Yes, I see everybody talking about he had his chance to get in the NFL. Sometimes you got to be a trailblazer and do your own thing because they ain't going to do it for you.
Absolutely. JB, a couple of things, man. We talked about it briefly last week. If he decided, because he knew this was a trap. He knew this wasn't a good look for him, but he knew he had to do something. He could not just not go, right? Like he had to go, didn't he? He had to do something. So Stephen A. Smith shows up on TV on Monday, and he's got two copies of two waivers. One that had Colin Kaepernick's signature on it from back in the day when I think it was going into the combine or whatever. Everybody had to sign. Then he had this new one, and then I guess he didn't read them before he started talking because the night before he was on Facebook Live or whatever talking about he didn't think Colin Kaepernick really wanted to play football, which I don't either, but that's a different story for a different day. He started reading the papers, and the papers got different language in it, right? Proving everybody's point, right? What you think about that?
Well, first of all, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but they clearly tried to dupe Colin. But for the life of me, I can't understand why a force as powerful, financially as powerful as the NFL, come up with a piss-poor attempt like they did. That was pretty... Colin didn't even need legal representation or a lawyer at present to understand the language written, and that was a pretty piss poor type of trap. Like we all been saying, man, it's been 3 years. Leave it alone. Leave the man alone. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to find a righteous legal process to get the face Colin out of the league, whatever the terms of his legitimacy with the league legally, whether it's 10 years, whether he's playing or not. It's going to have to be a finalization of it since he's not active. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I guess they don't want to wait that long. I guess the window is too wide open and Colin might come up with something else or another loophole, or they might be on the hook for something else unbeknownst to us. But anyway, for the jigaboos to come out to try to say instantly without even looking on Colin's side, they didn't even care to check and see why he decided to make plan B. For the jigaboos like A. Smith and Whitlock and a few others to come out and just automatically assume NFL was right, that's bullshit.
Absolutely. So in the wake of all this, Glass, and we'll wrap it up with this, I think they both, it was a standoff. I think the NFL tried to expose Colin, was like, oh, you know, nobody's going to come and see him. We're going to prove to him that nobody really wants him in the NFL. Why does he keep trying? We're going to prove it to him. And then he called their bluff, and he did a detour, and he did something else. And so basically, they tried to expose him. He tried to expose them. They both exposed each other. And it is what everybody thought it was, right? Whatever Colin thought of the NFL, he was right about. And whatever the NFL thought about Colin, they feel good about, right? Because how many people traveled to the school? Eight people.
They sent him that waiver. He's rejected it. He sent him theirs. They rejected it.
Right.
So if you calling him somebody up last in the 11th hour, want to do him a solid? Why is that language?
Right.
In that language?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So at the end of it, I don't think Colin. One thing Stephen A. said that I do believe. I don't think Colin showed up and to do all this to get a job in the NFL. Colin's still on a crusade. Colin don't care about playing football in the NFL. Colin trying to bring the NFL down. You know what I'm saying, right? And so that part is true. I do believe that he's not interested in playing football.
Nah, you can't say that 100%.
I don't think so.
You can't say that 100%.
I think he...
What I can say strongly is that the NFL is trying to find a way to get the stain off of him with the black ball, and it's real. Right. And they made it even more believable now with the recent stunt.
Oh, absolutely.
And like I said, it's pissed. Like, you can't blame a person for protecting themselves legally and physically, right?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like the Kaepernick tried to do.
Yeah.
But for a company that represents $18 billion, man, it's as strong as they are and as long as they've been around, this was a really piss poor.
It was bad. It looked terrible. It looked real bad. And it make you look at the NFL kind of sideways, and it also make you think about some other strange things that have happened in the past. Like, you know, it make you want to kind of unpeel some of that stuff, like what really happened with Ray Rice, and what really happened with what's the running back's name who used to be in Minnesota? That weird stuff. Like, it make you think about all that crazy stuff that happened back in the day and like how it was handled. Like, oh, okay.
I don't know if y'all was following her at the time. When Optimus Grime was playing, but Miko Grimes,
he
was exposing a lot of their shit too, and they gagged her somehow.
Sure enough. But I don't know. What you think? I think Colin's still fighting. I think Colin is still on his crusade. I really don't think he want to be bothered with learning the playbook and all that. I think he's using this to bring it down. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, but the man was denied CFL and XFL.
Yeah, so that's why I think his crusade is even stronger now. Like, if you've been denied and the NFL done put their reach in to reach out to Canada to shut you down from playing there too, don't you think you'll be like, you know what, I'm bringing their asses down, all of them, and I'm going to do it by myself, you know what I mean? So
just to answer your question, he does want to play.
You think so?
You know what I'm saying? He wants to play. Man, he hadn't played in 3 years, and he's still in shape.
Yeah.
He's been in shape day one. So that shows you that, he intends to play, but he ain't willing to drop his intents, his morals, and all that stuff just to satisfy.
So that means he really don't want to play because he ain't gonna be able to walk into the NFL and tell them what to do. That ain't gonna happen ever.
That's not gonna happen. Right. You ain't gonna sit here and just gonna do what you have to do just because you're an $18 billion corporation.
Right.
I'm gonna expose you.
If the league is making their money off your likeness.
Yeah.
Why they have to strip you for you to be an employee? Why you have to give up pretty much, like the music industry, mm-hmm. you got to give up pretty much everything yeah. about you to yes, work you for their company.
Yes, you do. Exactly. Yeah. And I know y'all ain't wrestling fans, but that's why when a wrestler comes to the WWE, they got to change their name because the WWE wants to own everything about you. And Colin is like, you can't do that to me. And that's why his ass
well, then, working, right? that's the you case. Know? The NFL is the WWE.
Yes, it is, right? All right. So before we get these, guys, you got some stuff for us, right?
Yep.
You know, I got to handle my little business real quick. I got to do this real quick. Okay. Let's do it. Let's do it. All right. So if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Okay. And this is why. Number one, it's free, right? You can just go sign up on their website and you can start making your podcast right away. You don't even need no fancy microphones or a computer or nothing like that. You can do it right from your mobile phone, right? There's a creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. And then Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, Podbean, all those different places. You ain't even got to put no code in there. They just do it for you, right? And you also can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. You know, my podcast for the Game Time, we started doing it this season, and I've already saw a little bit of dividends come in for that, so it was cool. That's everything you need in one place to make a podcast. All you got to do is go and download the free Anchor app, go to Anchor FM to get started. All right, Glass. What you got on tap for us today?
All right, we got
to get Josh talking about plug. Yes, I got to do it, right? We got to keep the lights on around this piece. You know what I mean? All right.
Do what you got to do, man. First game up, we got the Seattle Seahawks. That's 8-2 going up to Lincoln Financial Field to play the 5-5 Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. What was that? I was too busy changing the screen. Here we go. All right. You said it was who?
Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
2 going up to the Philadelphia Eagles. That's 5-5.
Oh, that's a good win. But you know what? I think I really think that the Seahawks are on a little bit of a roll right now. Eagles 5-5. They are now two. Are they 2 games behind? Are they 2 games behind Dallas right now? 3. They slipping.
They're 1 game.
They won. Okay, so they're still in it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they have something to fight for at home, but they ain't gonna win. I got the I got the Seattle Seahawks on the road. JB, what say you, sir?
I watched how Philly struggled against the inept New mm-hmm. England Patriots offense. Got fooled on the predictable throwback pass or the halfback pass or flea flicker from the Patriots when they get desperate. Mm-hmm. And they can't catch balls over it up in Philly. So I'm taking the MVP front runner, Russell Wilson and the Seahawks.
There it is. All right, Glass, what you got on it?
I agree with it with everything you guys said. You got the MVP going. He plays well away from home. Eagles, I don't know what they're doing right now. They like just like y'all say, they can't even catch a football.
I know.
They can't even catch a cold.
It's bad business.
I don't like what I see in Wentz. I ain't gonna see it's gonna be a slaughter. I say about maybe 10 points. I'm going to see.
They still missing wide receiver one, ain't they? The little guy, what's his name? Jackson. Is he still on injured?
Oh, he's on IR.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, see, that's why they're struggling. All right. What you got?
I'm supposed to drop touchdowns, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Next up, we got the Dallas Cowboys 6-4 going up to Gillette Stadium to play the 9-8.
Man, see, that's the same. I mean, I wanted the Cowboys to lose, but this ain't really what I wanted. This ain't really what I wanted right here. But, you know what? This is Dallas' chance. So, listen, everybody's saying how Dallas is, the quarterback, for one, is kind of getting it together. And, you know, he's coming along and he's making strides and he's showing growth. This is prove me game right here. JB, you're talking about the pay me clause, right? Yeah. This is how you get paid right here. You catch New England while they offense is struggling a little bit, right? Because I definitely think Dallas got some pretty decent defense, but I don't know if that Patriots defense is still pretty strong. But I think Dallas going there, and this is the shocker. Dallas going there and get the dub. I'm going with the Cowboys on this one. JB, where you at on it?
I'm taking Dallas, man. Yeah. I think the Dallas Cowboys. They're too physically imposing for the lack of that New England has on offense, trying to reach for guys in retirement,
mm-hmm.
doing halfback passes and flea flickers. No.
Yeah.
Taking doubts.
Yeah.
On the road.
There you go. Again, look, in Gillette. You see what I'm saying, Glass? You see that there? You know?
I hear you. Yeah. I hear y'all. New England Patriots 9-1 for a reason.
Oh, what's that reason, Glass? Please speak the truth. What's that reason? What's the reason that they? What's the reason that they got six of those victories? What was the reason?
Because they had a cupcakes. Okay.
You said for a reason. I just want to make sure that reason was clear. That's all.
With that being said, right. I know the Dallas Cowboys are 6-4, but this is where Dak Prescott gonna earn his $40 million.
Hell yeah!
Right here on this game. That's how you right do it. Zeke got to show up. Got to do his run game. With all that being said, I match up the Dallas defense with the Patriots defense. It's gonna be not even a shootout. It's gonna be a low scoring game. Dallas Cowboys gonna have the ball last, but they're gonna score. So I'm going with Cowboys over the Patriots.
Look at that. We all picked. I thought you was trying to go left with that thing. Okay. You
know what I'm saying? All right, next game up, we got the 8-2 Green Bay Packers going to Levi Stadium to play the 9-1.
Wow. This is the one this is one of the ones I've been waiting on right here.
This is game of the week right here.
Because you know what? This look, 49ers, who got it? They lost to Seattle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, lost to Seattle. And see, and the bad part about it, they had that Seattle game. Then they had the Cards who almost beat them last week, but they end up getting out of there. But then they got the Pack this week, and I think they got Baltimore next week, if I'm not mistaken. So
yeah.
It's a tough stretch for these boys. And I'm saying, if they want us all to get behind them and say that these are going to be our NFC representatives for the Super Bowl, they better get this one done. But I don't think they will. I think the Pack going to roll up in the Levi's and show them something. I like Green Bay in this one in the upset.
Maybe.
Where they playing at Levi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is George Kittle's gonna be back?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
If Kittle's is back, I have to make a pick. So I think the game will be close. It's gonna come down to who got the ball last. Last time we saw Garoppolo, he was not looking like himself. They're coming off a bye, right? We hadn't seen them since the Seahawks game.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going with the 49ers.
Yo, look at the stat I just saw in this game. It said Aaron Rodgers is facing a 9-1 team, a 9-1 or better team for the first time in his career. Wow.
I'm taking the 9. I'm not betting against something that's and they only had like one hiccup, really all the way up until this point.
Yeah, but you know what's getting ready to get rough for them, man? I told you, man. Look, they barely got out of Arizona, and now they got the Green Bay, and then they got Baltimore, and I don't know who got the Baltimore.
I do want to say this too, because I remember y'all watched the game. If it wasn't for a couple of errant passes by Garoppolo, they win that game.
What, in the Seattle game?
Yeah, technically, they should have buried Seattle with all them turnovers that they had. That was
it was a bad day at the office for Garoppolo.
I mean, without that, I'm sure that he had a week to think about that.
Yeah.
I'm taking 49ers, long story short.
All right, Glass, what you got?
I'm going with 49ers. Mm-hmm. I believe, what's the head coach name?
Kyle Shanahan.
I believe Shanahan going to put something together to put points on the board, and that San Francisco defense going to slow down Packers offense. So
I forgot about coaching. So I'm gonna have to change my pick a little bit. Cause we got a rookie head coach, right? And they on the road. But you know what? I'm gonna flip my pick back over to the 49ers. But man, when I go in to make my picks on my app tonight, that one's gonna be one that I'm gonna have to really think about. But yeah, I'm gonna go with y'all. Yeah.
All right. Monday Night Football, last game. Baltimore Ravens, 8-2 going up.
Why, Glass? Why?
Cause
it's a good game.
It's really not. I mean, it might be better than some. Let me see what else we had. Okay. I mean, it's better than. Yeah, it's better than that.
Okay.
So out of what's left, it's probably the best choice. All right, go ahead, Glass.
Okay, I guess we all know what we picking on this one. They're going up to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum to play these 6-4 Los Angeles Rams. I have to admit, the Los Angeles Rams ain't nothing like that. Like I thought they was gonna be.
Hey, listen, they're still in the hunt, right? Okay, it ain't over for them. It ain't over for them. They actually are the other than great. Yeah, so the teams that are not in the seas right now, they actually got the best record out of all the teams that are still in the hunt. They one game better than Carolina, and everybody else is lower than Carolina. So they still in the hunt. I wouldn't count them out just yet, but I wouldn't count them out in this game. But you know, we know that the Ravens gonna travel. You know that the Ravens gonna come out there and put an offensive display up there. And then last week we saw Baltimore's defense show up a little bit. I don't know what Sean McVay got to do to get out of this funk, man. But if he's going to get out of it, this might be the game to prove it, right? So if it's evil, he still wants his team to be relevant, he better knock these Ravens off this week. I don't think he's going to be able to do it, though. They at home. Nah. I got the Ravens. JB, I do even have to ask you what's up.
Hey, I just want to say it's going to be a, you know, they try to display that they was going to try to use Gurley more. He probably, his carry is going to go from 14 to 25. We were going to probably try to take that just so they could put the game in Goff's hands and the Ravens.
All right. And then, Glass, where you at? You said Ravens too, right?
I said Ravens, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, this week looked like it's a little bit more predictable. I want to give a shout out to, my brother-in-law, Marcus.
Big Bear 2000.
Yeah. Perfect week on the pick. Yeah, the first one of the season, right?
First one.
And what did you say? Is it Mr. T-Money?
Mr. T-Money running the league. Yeah. Number one spot.
There you go. Mr. T-Money got the number one spot. He been clawing for it all year. So
Is. Hey, he will let you know if he missed that Thursday night game.
Yes, he will. Yes, he
shout
will.
Shout out to you, T-Money.
Definitely shout out to T-Money. Man, listen, this is a good show. A lot of y'all came out to check out the show this week. I saw that the number was pretty good in the chat. I know a lot of people didn't make themselves known. Listen, man, whoever all those people was who came in, check out the show. Pop in the chat, man. Let us see your name so we can give you a nice shout and stuff. Also, if you like what you saw tonight, if this is your first time seeing Team Boy TV live, man, we do this every Wednesday night. We've been doing this for 7 seasons, okay? Share it with your people. Let everybody know you found a dope little show on YouTube and Facebook and Mixer and Twitch and Periscope that's really dope. Share it on your timelines. Let everybody know about it. Like the video on whatever platform you're watching it on. And go ahead and subscribe or follow or do whatever you need to do. We definitely appreciate it. You can help our little channel grow. That's my pitch for the night. Glass, you want to go ahead and put a button on it and let everybody know what's going on? Put yourself over, sir.
All right, man. We appreciate everybody joining the show, everybody on social media and all that. We appreciate it to the utmost. If you don't catch me here with my brothers here, JB, Big Q, on Keyboard TV Live, you can follow me on all social medias, Instagram, Facebook, The Sage of Sports, Twitter, Sage of Sports 1. Email me at thesageofsports@gmail.com.
Oh, that is beautiful. And to congratulations, JB. I'm going to go ahead and give you your congratulations now at week 12. Out of all the Team Boy TV crew, your team seems to be the one that's shining right now. Shining so much that Vernie dumped her team and jumped on another bandwagon that she seemed to be bringing down as well. Ever since she jumped on that Texas bandwagon, they've been losing. I'm going to leave that alone. But congratulations, man. Go ahead and put yourself over, bro.
Hey, anyway, man, I'll make this short and sweet, man. Thanks for everybody coming out like always. Shout out to UT Money, the boys. I noticed that he live right now, but shout out to everybody out there checking the show out.
Yeah.
And as always, you can find me here on live on Wednesdays or on Twitter as Raven Show.
Yep. Again, I want to shout out everybody who came through and checked us out and all of our mainstays. I see, Ravens Red Zone. You've been late. Look, this year they've been representing. I definitely appreciate that. All right, man. You guys have been good, man. We will see y'all, Lord willing, here next Wednesday. And hopefully we won't have no crazy stuff to talk about. Maybe we just keep it strictly X's and O's next week. But we'll see. Y'all take it easy, man. Have a good one. Enjoy the games. And we'll catch y'all next week. Peace.